There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So, do you know how many literary birthdays we've had since last Saturday?
Literary birthdays in terms of authors?
Yes.
57.
Everybody always comes up with a massive number. I don't know why. That's not as many as I have here. I've got W.H. Auden, Dr. Seuss, F. Scott Fitzgerald, T.S. Eliot, Herman Melville, and Truman Capote's is actually today as well. And if you can hear whale noises, there is a reason for this. That's because the literary moment for today is actually about Herman Melville, who famously wrote Moby Dick. And I found something out about that. Did you know how well received Moby Dick was in its day?
Well, you did tell me before we went on
air. Pretend you don't know anything.
Okay. I would assume very well received.
So when it came out in 1851, it was a total flop. And the reviews were absolutely terrible. A lot of critics were unhappy because it was such a departure from the style of his earlier novels. And they thought, what is this? We don't like it. It's too different. I don't like change. And they received some positive reviews in London. But in America, they just thought the literary symbolism and the complexity was obscure. And one review was really weird and scathing. It said, there is no method in his madness. And we must needs pronounce the chief feature of the volume, the character of Captain Ahab, a perfect failure, and the work itself inartistic. And then he goes on, there's more. He says that Melville's style is like having oil, mustard, vinegar, and pepper served up as a dish in place of being scientifically administered sauce-wise. It's just a really specific, weird review to give. So that was back then, though. Melville's very much celebrated now. So yeah, that's the literary moment for the day.
Well, we'll talk about it a bit later, but this week is, in fact, in the United States, Banned Books Week. So you should all read a banned book, apparently.
Moby Dick's on that, right?
And Moby Dick is on the list, yeah. As recently as 1996, it was banned in Texas because it conflicted with the community values.
Well, there you go. See? Fun fact from Rob as well.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.